All characters in this audio are 18 years or older. Distribution of this recording, in part or in its entirety, for either personal or commercial purposes, is prohibited. All rights reserved.
Bad girls need love too. Bad girls need love too. I think you're gonna have to be gentle. We're gonna have to go very slow.
Fornication compilation, written and performed by Raven Fox of Raven Fox Audio. I'll Be Your Shelter by Taylor Dane.
I'm coming.
If only my characters were.
You are a hard woman to get in touch with, darling.
Lou, this really isn't a
good time. Then we will make it a good time.
I'm fighting some pretty serious writer's block, Lou. My deadline is in less than 2 weeks, and my characters have suddenly stopped talking to me.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. It always happens when the deadline begins to loom large. It's stress. You need to reduce your stress, Raven. And as luck would have it, I brought wine.
I really don't think getting me drunk is going to inspire me to write my sample chapters.
So what will inspire you? What are you having trouble with?
Too many half-formed ideas. I can't decide which story to go with, and it has given me creative paralysis.
You know, talking through them might work better for you than thinking them through. Plus, working with a talented fellow author might help jar something loose.
Well, they say that Lucretia Nobile just won a Rita for historical romance. Congratulations, by the way.
I love the way you say my name. It makes it sound even fancier than I knew it would when I made it up. I just didn't think that Louise Newman sounded like someone famous for writing a bevy of breathtaking bodice rippers. Now, tell me about your first idea.
Okay, if you insist. Let's see. I have one about one woman asking another to dance at a party, and then they slip off together, first time with a woman for one of them.
That sounds interesting. One of them bold, one of them shy. Then what happens?
That's about it. I don't think I can turn that into a full-blown novel.
I see your point. Okay, maybe a short story, when you have more time. What's the next idea?
Oh, the most risque one I have is about a woman confessing to sleeping with her twin brother to his wife.
Whoa, that's pretty out there. But then you do like to push the boundaries of lesbian fiction, with all of your stories, actually. So is that one lesbian? Incest?
A little bit of both, actually. But my last story was pretty out there. I'm thinking I might want to play this one a bit safer. Gotta keep my publisher happy.
Well, you have to write that story, Raven. Maybe not this time, but definitely soon. That's gonna be a bestseller, my darling. I can see it being almost as popular as Under My Wing.
Oh, maybe. That would be wonderful.
So, on to the next one.
I guess I've been wanting to write a lesbian incest story because this one falls into the category of almost incest. Okay, a girl breaks up with her boyfriend, and he's devastated. His mother confronts the girl about why she ended their relationship, and it turns out that she's curious about girls. So the mother takes it upon herself to educate the young woman so as to satisfy her curiosity and win her back for her son.
Ah, I see why you said almost incest. But you could carry the story on and have the mother, the son, and the girl in a three-way relationship. That would be fun to explore. Have it be about more than just amazing taboo sex. Really dig into the emotional connections.
That's kind of where I was thinking of going with it, but then that would take me right back to too kinky to follow up on my last one, which was really kinky. My next story has to be a bit on the tame side, for lesbian fiction anyway.
Okay, fine. But I have to tell you, thinking about those last two ideas of yours is making me horny.
Lou?
What? Sex and art are very similar in that you just have to go with what feels good. And you can't be prudish either.
No one will ever accuse you of being a prude. And I'm not being prudish, I'm being prudent. Because I have a lot of work to do, and it doesn't matter that there's this hot, sexy fellow romance author drinking wine in my living room. I have a deadline, and I cannot allow myself the distraction.
But maybe a distraction is exactly what you need, darling.
No, I have to focus on work.
All right. Think of it not as distraction, but as inspiration.
Oh. Lou, do you want to help me or not?
I do. I'm trying. You're just not cooperating.
As tempting as you are, I just can't.
Okay, Madame Killjoy. What else have you got?
Okay, the most emotionally charged idea I have is one about a sex therapist and her patient. I can explore the dynamics of a taboo relationship, which is doctor-patient, but still stay within a more mainstream lane.
That one sounds perfect. Let's work on that one.
I can't.
Oh, what's wrong with that one?
Nothing, except I really want to dive in and find the nuances of the relationship. I need time to really do that one justice, and I just don't have it with this impending deadline. I'm going to have to save this one for August, after the convention. I was already planning on taking the rest of the year to work on my spring release.
That is a great idea. Another bestseller, if you ask me. So, you're out of ideas? If so, let's just throw caution to the wind and do something with one of the incest stories.
I've got one more.
Then tell me. You have me quivering with anticipation.
Okay. This one is about a well-known porn star and her more sexually conservative office assistant. So the porn star is attracted to the assistant, but nothing ever happens. Partly because the assistant is so shy, and partly because she's in a committed relationship with a man. But the boyfriend happens to be a huge fan of the porn star. So the assistant asks the porn star to help her film a little birthday present for him.
Oh my God, that sounds hot.
What are you doing?
Relax, Raven. I'm helping. I can just imagine them at the porn studio after hours, using a set that was ready for the next day's movie shoot. The assistant hesitates. She's never been with a woman before. Can she do it for the man she loves?
Lou, this isn't what I thought you meant when you were talking about a collaboration. I don't know.
Let me stimulate your creativity, my darling. Now, what does the porn star do?
She takes control. She sees the assistant hesitating, and she doesn't want her to lose her nerve and call it off. So this is her chance to be with someone she never thought she could seduce.
Very good.
Lou.
Stop resisting me and tell me what the porn star does to take control of the situation.
She kisses her. Every good scene starts with a passionate kiss. She's setting the stage. This is her domain. She's in charge. She's the director.
The assistant still hesitates. She's worried that this idea was a mistake.
So, the porn star looks into her eyes and tells her that this will be a gift of pure love for her boyfriend. He will get to live out his fantasy through her, and she'll be putting herself into the fantasy. But? You have to do it right. You have to be in the moment, or he won't enjoy the video. So, stop being scared and start being seductive.
Seductive? You want me to seduce you? I don't know how to do that.
No, baby. I want you to seduce him. You're just going to use me to do it.
I like that. So she steals her resolve and... what?
Kisses her.
And then?
The assistant undresses the porn star. Slowly.
Good idea. Of course, porn star is used to being naked. What happens once the clothes are gone?
The porn star rides around on the bed for a bit, posing and flaunting her body. The assistant watches, feeling herself getting more and more excited.
So she decides to just go with it.
Just throw caution to the wind. To totally throw herself into the role. She turns toward the camera and starts taking off her own clothes. The porn star gets behind her and kisses her neck, helping her undress.
Like this? I've always loved your breasts, Raven. Especially naked in my hands.
I've always loved the way you touched me. Like you know my body as well as I know my own.
I am an artist, just as you are. I consider lovemaking to be just as much of an art form as writing.
Friends with benefits. That's how the porn star and assistant think things are going to end up between them. And at first it does, but they will become so much more. Even including the boyfriend in their arrangement later in the story.
Excellent. But what happens during this scene after they're both naked?
The porn star kisses her way down the assistant's body. Like this.
The assistant has a moment of timidness and covers her naked pussy with her hands.
Come on, pretty girl. You can't get me this turned on and then go all shy. It's just too cute. You're only making yourself more irresistible.
I can't help being a little nervous. I've never had a woman, go down on me.
There's a first time for everything.
Oh, God. Raven.
I was thinking about calling her Tanya.
Tanya, whatever. Just keep doing that.
love the way you taste, Lou. Now you respond to my tongue.
Well, your talented tongue elicits an enthusiastic response.
So wet when you're about to come. It always gives you away. Would the demure little assistant suddenly pounce on the porn star like this?
She would. She would have just had an orgasm on camera from being eaten out by a female porn star. Those are a lot of firsts. So she has a boost of confidence and decides to take charge of it. if she can make the porn star come. I'm not the only one who's wet. You're soaked, my darling.
Well, I've been so wrapped up in getting the sample chapters written, I haven't had an orgasm in a long while.
Then you really do need this, don't you? You're such a beautiful yawning raven.
Lou.
Yes.
The assistant finds out that she's actually quite good at cunnilingus. The porn star is more than a bit impressed.
Yes, you are. Incredible. Ecstasy. I had no idea how pent up I was. I feel like the dam burst.
Just as I suspected. You just needed a nice orgasm to get the creative juices flowing again. No more writer's block?
No more writer's block. Thank you, sweetheart. You never fail to impress me with your talent.
I'm glad I could help. I guess all you need to do now is write your sample chapters. You don't need me anymore.
Oh, no. I didn't say that. If you don't have any pressing engagements, you could stick around for a while. I might need some help working through the next passionate scene. I always find our collaborations to be very...
Gratifying, rewarding, satisfying,
inspiring.
Mm.